realize how you feel when you're in that position. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel good. And that's what we want. Humans like pleasure. Then snatch yourself back out and realize where you are right now. You ain't there. So that means you got stuff to do. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to an episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, where we empower you to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance, where each episode is going to be packed with practical tips and takeaways to help you to thrive. Guys, if you enjoy the show, go ahead, leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. And guys, if you also want to get any kind of show notes or anything that we recommend inside of this episode's description, it's going to be there. Check it out. Check out the episode description. It's all going to be there. And guys, we're going to be talking about staying motivated for self-driven tasks today. I know. Self-driven tasks. It's a big thing. It's a very big thing. These are the tasks that don't come with any deadlines. These are the ones that are just like, okay, I need to get them done. Okay, I need to go to the store. I need to do this. I need to do that. It's stuff that you know you need to do that doesn't have a deadline, but needs to get done. And you just don't have the drive. You don't have the gusto to just say, okay, I really want to go and do this right now. Trust me, we've all been there. Let's say for me, for example, I need to record podcast episodes. I didn't want to record any podcast episodes. It's a self-driven task. It's something that I need to get done, but I didn't want to do it. So how do we stay motivated to go ahead and actually do these tasks when we don't want to do them, or when they don't have a timeline, or they don't have a deadline that's going to be given to us? Well, today we're going to be talking about that. First one is to set a deadline. It sounds so simple, but yet so many people do not do it. If you don't have a deadline to get something done, it'll never get done. If you guys were to take a look at my Trello board, which is what I utilize for my daily to-dos, I have different columns in my Trello board. I have one that says due today, due tomorrow, due by end of week, due by end of month, and catch-all. It is labeled just like that. The reason why is because everything that is due, I give it a due date. Everything. Even if it's in the catch-all, I give it a due date by the end of the year, because some things will just take a while to get done. But that is A-okay. Everything needs to have a due date. No matter what it is in my personal system, everything needs to have a due date. So what does this do? This helps to create a sense of urgency and helps you to stay on track for those tasks, similar to work assignments. Now, the other thing that you need to also realize is that you also need to create a reward system. That's the second point. Why do you create a reward system? Because humans naturally accept rewards. There's two things in life that motivate people. They want to move away from pain, and they want to move towards pleasure. So let's say I record a podcast episode, I will eat a pint of ice cream. You could also twist it to say, if I do not record this podcast episode, I will have to pay my best friend $20. Accountability. If I do this podcast episode, I will go ahead and treat myself to a snack. That's a good reward. And if you really want the snack, then you're going to do the podcast episode and then reward yourself with that. If you want to move away from pain, again, you'll say, if I do not record this podcast episode, I'm going to pay my friend $30 now. That's moving away from pain. So pick one of the two, either move away from pain or move towards pleasure. Pick one and stick to it. Create a reward system that's actually going to work for you and stick to it. Third thing, I want you to visualize the outcome. What in the world does that mean? You want to spend time visualizing the benefits of completing that task. Let's say you're going apartment hunting. You're going apartment hunting and your biggest thing is, I need to go ahead and find an apartment to move into. Reward yourself by thinking, what is it going to look like when I move into the apartment? I'm going to have chairs and tables that are exactly what I wanted to purchase. I'm going to have rugs. I'm going to have the nice marble countertops. I'm going to have the nice, maybe the wooden cabinetry. I'm going to have a nice queen bed. Visualize it. Put yourself in that position. So get your behind up and start taking action towards getting to that nice, pleasurable spot. Because yes, over there, life will seem like a lot more peaches and rainbows, but you ain't in peaches and rainbows land right now. You back in reality. Okay? You're back in reality. Get your behind back in reality and stop dreaming about that now. Visualize it for a bit, feel good, then realize I'm not there. If I really want to feel that truthfully, I got work to do. Another thing you can do to stay motivated for these tasks is to just plan these things out. Like I said before, I use a Trello board. I fill it out every single night of tasks that I want to do. the next day, for the next week, for the next month, so on and so forth. Plan the things out. And there's just something nice about crossing something off the list when it's all said and done. Something really, really nice about that. In fact, if you all are on Windows, Microsoft To-Do, every time you check something off your to-do list, it actually gives you a little ding. Makes you feel kind of good for a little bit. Use a planner, use a to-do list, and then check the things off. In fact, I forgot who said this, but they said write out a list of all the things that you want to do and then pick the top three, and that's what you focus on. Everything else can get postponed, can get delegated, or can get eliminated. You need to focus on the top main three things for the day and do those. Do those. The main three things that are going to push the envelope forward in whatever activity it is that you're doing. Push the envelope forward in those. Next point, accountability partners. I've been saying this since the beginning of this podcast. Get yourself an accountability partner. Get yourself a best friend. Get yourself a family member, whatever have you. Okay. I don't care who, just get somebody that you can talk to and say, hey, I want to be able to get my laundry done today. I want to go grocery shopping today. And I want to, I don't know, clean the bathrooms today. Tell your friend that. Tell them, text me at the end of the day. Hey, did you do all three of those things? Yes or no? And if you did not, what is going to be the consequence for you not doing so? I keep saying this because the more of you guys that I talk to, I love talking to you guys, but the more people that I talk to, the more I realize y'all just ain't doing this. Y'all must think I might be crazy and I'm just talking some stuff. Guys, if you get the accountability partner, I guarantee you, you're going to do, if you get the accountability partner and you make the consequence so difficult for you to accept, like it's hard to say. Like if I tell somebody, look, if I don't wake up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and send you a picture as proof, I'm going to Venmo you $100. If you can say that and be like, yeah, it's $100. Okay, up it, $500. Ooh, that one kind of felt a little bit, ooh, hold on, $500? That's like a third of my rent. What are you talking about? Okay, that's where we need to keep it then. I bet you you're going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. But see, the reason why is you all say it doesn't work is because y'all don't do it and y'all don't make the consequence harsh enough. Make the consequence harsh enough so that way you actually start taking some action. I guarantee you it works. You just got to work it. Another tip that I have for you is to limit your distractions. Turn off your phone. We said it in the last episode. Turn off your phone. Put on Do Not Disturb. Plug in some headphones. Listen to some music. Whatever you got to do, I don't care. Just find a way to limit all of the distractions that are going to be around you. If you need to clean the bathroom, just walk. Just tunnel vision yourself to wherever you keep your cleaning supplies. Grab the cleaning supplies and clean the bathroom. Don't get distracted by the kitchen. We ain't talking about the kitchen right now. The kitchen is a mess. Yes, but we said we have to clean the bathroom first. So clean the bathroom first. Keep the first things first. That is it. We can get to the kitchen later, but we need to clean the bathroom now. One more tip that I have for you all is that I want you all to, if you need to, when all else fails, seek some external help. The reason why I say this is because sometimes you just need some assistance. Like it's some tasks are just so grandiose. Sometimes they just really need some help. And so going back to the previous point that I said before, the accountability partners, if you need that external help, get an accountability partner, man. If some things are overwhelming, outsource it to somebody who's done it before. Let's say apartment hunting. Outsource it to somebody who's done it before. If you're struggling with car shopping, ask somebody who shopped for a car before. If you're trying to get a mortgage, ask somebody who's gotten a mortgage before. If you're trying to build a computer, ask somebody who's built a computer before. There are people out there, whether it's a person or you look it up on the internet, whatever, seek some external help because I'm telling you, you don't know everything. And that's okay to not know everything because life is all about learning new things day in and day out. If you need to, guys, seek that external help. There's nothing wrong with it. And so as we close this episode, let's run through these points one more time. To stay motivated in these self-driven tasks, guys, number one, you're going to want to set some deadlines. Number two, you're going to want to create some kind of reward system or a consequence system. Number three, visualize the outcome. visualize, feel how good it's going to be when you're there and realize I'm not there in that fairy tale land because that's not reality. Snap yourself back to reality and then figure out a plan for you to get to that place to make that new place a reality. Use a planner or a to-do list because if you don't write it down, everything's going to take priority. And if everything's priority, nothing is priority. Accountability partners, I don't need to beat a dead horse on this one. You guys already know because I talk about this all the time. And lastly, seek some external help. If you guys need the help, don't be afraid to get the help. This is something I still struggle with myself because I feel like I want to learn things myself and do things myself, but it's so much faster if you just get somebody else to help you. Trust me on this one. You will move so much faster if you get that done. And guys, that's what I have for you for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you guys got something valuable from this week's episode. If you guys enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. And if you want to see any of the information that we talked about today, check out the episode's description where you're going to find a link to the show notes and anything that we may have mentioned or anything you want to find out more information about, check out this episode description. Everything is going to be there that you need to know. Take care of yourselves, guys, and I will see you all next time.